What's going on? Today, I want to share with you something that's actually pretty simple. It sounds pretty simple, but it's really hard to do. It's just being honest. I was having a conversation with a good friend, Rob. And Rob, I actually used to be the number one stripper in Baltimore, right? Number one stripper, male stripper in Baltimore. Then he found Christ and changed his life. And I wrote the book, Why Waiting Works. You've probably seen it all over YouTube, all over online. If you're in the Christian space, you've heard of it. Then Rob did something very, I don't want to say diabolical. I actually should say he did something very different, right? He went countercultural and started talking about polygyny, right? Polygyny is one husband with multiple wives, similar to Solomon or David in the Bible. But something that Rob shared today in his video was how this man and this wife broke up. Right. Not because the husband was cheating, but because the husband wasn't honest. Right. And the wife, this wife that was a high performer, just as and they were both working professionals. And she said it was that he wasn't honest. But if he was honest, she would have stayed with him. But he quietly was cheating, having another. It was committing adultery or infidelity outside of their marriage. Right. Which I totally get it. But then they got a divorce, got really nasty and all that. But she just said, hey, if he was honest with me and upfront about what he wanted, what his needs were, a lot of times us as men, we don't share what our needs are with our partner. So my message for you today is share what your needs are. Tell her, hey, I need this, I need that. Or I would love two women, three women, four women, threesome, whatever it is, right? Whatever your heart pleasure is, let that be known because you're going... Because just when you are in a marriage or you're with somebody, you should be able to communicate with them and talk to them openly. And if not, I would suggest going to therapy, talk to them, and then talk to them openly in that therapy so you guys can understand what's going on in your marriage. So that way you can't do that. But you want to be as honest as possible about what your needs and desires are, right? Marriage, the days of like the woman's happy and if she's happy, everything else is good. But no, there's this new generation of men that understand that their happiness is important. And even many women understand that the happiness of the man is just as important, right? We're not just these robotic providing men and that's all we do. We have needs and wants and desires as well. So let that be known with your partner. Speak out loud, especially when it comes to this case of having multiple women. Plenty of men want it. Plenty of men have talked about it. Share it with your partner. Let her know. You'd be pleasantly surprised that, you know, at first she may be very hesitant, but then open up, right? And don't just come in there in terms of like, oh, it's Valentine's Day, I want two women. That's just for, I think you should come in there with a very educated and a very decisive plan of attack on in terms of how you want to present this. Excuse me. Hey, babe, can we sit down and talk about something, right? I've been reading these books about polygyny and this is what it stands for. This is why I'm into it. This is what I want to do. Hey, maybe you just want to get your rocks off. Cool. Also, you can share that too, but be honest and be transparent, okay? With that being said, hope you have a great day. I'll talk to you later. Peace.